Hello.
Hello, man. Good morning. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Survey. And we just like to ask a few questions. Oregon Opinion Survey. We just like to ask a few questions about issues affecting the community and the nation. Can you be so kind and share your opinion? I'll be brief. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably, 50-50, or you will not vote?
Yes, I will vote.
So how should I record your answer? Definitely vote or probably vote?
Will vote.
Okay. Thank you for your patience, ma'am. Now, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age?
86.
Thank you. And it's a pleasure talking to you. Now, just to be sure we representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Haitian, Native American, American Indian?
I'm a mutt, I guess. I'm all American.
Thank you, ma'am. Should I record your answer? That's just for the sake of the research, white, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Haitian, Native American, Indian, a mix including Hispanic or Latino? Should I record that? Or a mix not including Hispanic or Latino?
I'm not mixed. I don't think that I know. I'll have to go through the family tree.
Yeah. I know. But how should I record your answer so we can move right along? Since you say you're kind of like a mix not including Hispanic or Latino, should I record that one?
No, I'm a mutt.
Okay. Let me just...
I don't know what else I can say.
No, I understand that, ma'am. But just if you can be so kind, just to pick one of the options.
I don't think I'm Black. I don't think I'm Spanish.
Okay. Do you think of yourself a white Caucasian?
A what?
Do you think of yourself as a white Caucasian?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
Thank you. Will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Very strong against Trump.
Thank you. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Very kind of you. Now, thinking about that direction the country is headed in, and generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with that direction in which the country is headed? How do you feel?
Now, I'm not quite sure what you're asking me.
Your opinion in general. No,
who's running?
No.
I mean, who's running? Or?
No, in which that direction the country is headed in general. What do you think? Are you feeling very satisfied?
You never can tell. This is America. You never can tell.
I understand, ma'am. But the question is, if you allow me, is as thinking about that direction the country is headed in, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with that direction the country is headed in general? What's your opinion?
I think we're all right. There's a few nutcases out there, but...
Understood. So how should I record your answers? As satisfied or very satisfied?
Well... I'm sort of satisfied, I guess, is the right word.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, I'm going to reach it real quick, a list of different issues and concerns some people say that they want the members of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10.
I'm not going to tell you who I'm voting for.
No, ma'am, we're not getting to that yet. I just want to know how important of an issue it is for you, the following from 0 to 10. A 0 means that issue is not important at all. A 5 is somewhat important, and 10 is most important to you, okay? How about the issue of lowering rent? How important is that from 0 to 10?
Well, I think it would depend on if I was the landlord.
Understood. Yeah, that's a good point. But for the sake of my research, what number should I record?
Nobody's ever happy with the amount of rent that they pay. But apparently, people don't realize that somebody owns it has to make payments too, probably.
Understood. But how do you feel? Let's say for the sake of argument.
Okay. If I own a home and I rent it out and I have to cover my finances, then I'll charge whatever I need to charge.
Understood.
Whether the people can afford it or not, I don't think everybody can afford where they live.
So in that case, that issue of lowering the rent, it will not be important at all? Will it be somewhat important?
If I know how much it takes to make the payment.
Right, I understand, ma'am. But just for the sake of the research, ma'am, can you pick one of the numbers so we can move forward?
Okay, whatever you want. Yeah.
From 0 to 10, what number should I pick? How important of an issue is that for you?
5.
Okay, thank you. And cracking down on the illegal drugs from 0 to 10?
Oh, 10.
10, okay. And funding for mental health services, what number?
For mental health? Oh, my
mental
gosh,
health
you're services. Talking to an old person.
What number should I pick?
I'm sorry.
It's okay, no. I like your spirit. But what number should I pick for the issue of funding for mental health services? How big of an issue is that for you, from 0 to 10?
Well, I think it's pretty important. We got a lot of nutcases out there. Yeah.
So what number? 8, 9, 10?
I'll give you a 6.
Okay. Thank you.
Especially if we have to pay it.
Understood. How about the issue of protecting abortion rights? How important of an issue is that for you, ma'am, from 0 to 10?
I think that is a personal thing. So I think it's important that,
But how important it is for you, ma'am, in the scale from 0 to 10? How important is that for you personally?
I'll give you a 5.
Okay. And how about the protecting the
number?
No, it's just that, it's your opinion that matters, But I see you have the point of view overall, which is great. But moving right along, protecting democracy and our voting rights from 0 to 10, which number?
10.
Thank you. And raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations. What number?
Oh, gosh. I'll give them a 5.
Okay. And remember, there is
no life. I don't think anybody should pay a tax that they don't deserve.
In New Hampshire, if you move to New Hampshire, they don't pay taxes up there.
They do pay taxes if people really think about it.
No, of course. At the end, they always get their money. But how about the issue of fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods? How important is that for you from 0 to 10?
Well, whoever's distributing it has a cost. So I think it's about a 5, whatever.
Thank you.
They want to rip you off or not.
Okay. Hey, how about the issue of improving K-12 education? What number?
I mean, from kindergarten to 12?
Yes, improving the whole system. What number? How important it is for you?
Yes, I think that's a good, important, I guess.
What number?
One to what?
1 to 10. 10 being the most important, 0 being not important at all. Any number?
I think 10.
Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience and alignment. Now, I like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using the scale from 0 to 100 now, and which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel, okay, ma'am?
On different people, okay.
Yes, yes. And if you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, please say so. Now, the first person is Donald Trump from 0 to 100. What number will you give?
Donald Trump?
Yes, ma'am.
I hate him.
So what number should we use from 0 to 100?
100.
Well, 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards Mr. Donald Trump.
And zero
means you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. So what number from 0 to 100?
Jeez. Oh, I hate these number things. Because it really doesn't tell you anything.
No, understood. But it's zero means that... Do you feel very cold and unfavorable? You know, very cold, that assurance?
Unfavorable.
But what number? Unfavorable would be number 0. Should I put that number as your answer so we can move right along?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. How about Kamala Harris? One number, from 0 to 100.
I think she's trying hard. It's awful hard to step into a man world, so.
Understood.
I would give her a... I don't know, halfway. Maybe better than half, yeah.
Okay, but you have to pick up numbers, 75, 60, 80, from 0 to 100.
Okay, I'll give her 75.
Okay, because the closer that you get to 100, that means that you like that person better. How about Janelle Bynum? Have you heard that person? Do you have any opinion? Janelle Bynum?
I don't place that name.
Okay, so you never heard that person? Or you have no opinion?
Janelle?
Bynum.
I recognize?
No,
right,
okay.
Now, I don't place
it. We can move right along.
Now.
No, that's okay, man. We can move right along. How about Laurie Chavez Derrimer? How warm and favorable? From 0 to 100. What number?
What does she do?
Oh, see, I'm required to read verbatim, and that's all I had reading, and not enough to influence your opinion.
You don't know what she does either?
I do. And we're going to find that out as we move right along. You know, they're going to tell you about her.
I'm not placing the name. So
okay.
I'll give her 50-50.
Okay, so we give her a 50, right? Thank you.
Yeah.
How about Republicans in Congress? What number? From 0, which means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 100, that you feel very warm and favorable. So the Republicans in Congress, how do you feel about them?
I feel unfavorable.
Yeah, but which number? From 0 to 100?
Oh, my God. 75.
Okay. The closer you get to 0 is that the less that you like that person or organization, okay? And the closer you get to 100 is that because you like them.
Then I want to go the other way.
Okay. So Republicans in Congress, one number from 0 to 100. 0 means you don't like them, and 100 means you like them very much. But pick any number between 0 to 100.
20.
Okay. Now, MAGA Republicans, what number?
How many Republicans?
It says the organization, MAGA Republicans. How do you feel about them from 0 to 100?
I don't have a major. I think they're kind of a gang right now, so
Go ahead, man.
20.
Okay. And remember, ma'am, if you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so, okay? Now, how about Mr.
I do better on faces.
We're going to move right along. Believe me, we're almost done. I appreciate your patience. Mr. Ron Wyden? What number?
Wyden, I like Wyden.
So what number? 80, 90, 100? How much you like him?
I'll give him 90. Nobody is perfect.
Understood. How about J.D.? You're right. How about J.D. Vance from 0 to 100? What number?
What little bit I know, it sounds like an all right guy, but I don't know that much about him, so I'll give him, I don't know. I don't know what to give him.
The closer you get to zero means that you don't like him that much, okay?
I'll give him 25 there. How's that?
Okay. Now, Joe Biden from 0 to 100. What number?
Oh, I really like Biden. I wish he quit, but
what number? 100, 80, 90? How much you like him?
I like him a lot. 95.
Okay. And how about Democrats in Congress in general?
Democrats?
In Congress.
Some I like, some I don't.
Right. And remember, they're closer to zero, it means you like them less. Closer to 100 is because you like them more. What number? From 0 to 100.
65.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience. Now, ma'am, I know it's still a long way off, but what if the election for president were held today? Will you vote for the Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, or Republican Donald Trump?
Oh, my God. I wouldn't vote for Trump. He's a very dangerous man. I'd vote one of the Democrats, depending on whoever's running at the time. Right now.
Understood, ma'am. So the Democrat in this race is Joe Biden. Should I record that as your answer?
Yeah, but I think it's misleading if I give you what I, because I feel he's been a good president.
Yes.
As much as an old person can be, and I would understand that because I'm old.
Understood. Yeah, you can relate to that. So
been around a lot of elections.
I can imagine. Now, you also have the option to select undecided. Should I select that so we can move right along? Or should I
guess
select?
At this point, let's put undecided. Poor Jill.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. You probably lean towards George Biden, right? Since
absolutely.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were only the Democrat, Joe Biden, and the Republican, Donald Trump, the only two candidates running for president, for whom would you vote?
Biden.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what if the election for Congress were held today? Now, will you vote for the Democrat, Janelle Biden, or the Republican, Lori Chavez, Dirimer?
I guess the Biden one.
The Democrat, Janelle Biden?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Okay. Now, even though you are not...
I am a Democrat.
I understand.
I don't like the way the Republican Party is going. I mean,
Right, understood. Now, even though you are not supporting Lori Chavez Dirimer now. But what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? If there is a fair chance that you might support Chavez Dirimer, a small chance, just a very little slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her for Congress?
Oh, slight chance, I think, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove? So those are your choices.
Strongly approve.
Okay.
But I think he should go.
I understand. Now, and do you approve or disapprove of the way that Lori Chavez Dirimer is handling her job as your member of Congress? I strongly approve the way she's handling her job, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Now, what was her name?
Lori Chavez Dirimer.
Oh, I don't know. The name Chavez is familiar to me, but it's not, I don't place her.
She is your congresswoman right now. Do you approve?
Yeah, no, I know that, but I don't know that much about her is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, okay, understood. But what you heard, you know, to the best of your knowledge, if you heard anything, what do you think? That you can strongly approve the way she's handling her job, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I approve. I don't have a problem with her, no.
So, somewhat approve or strongly disapprove?
Oh, God.
Should I record your answer?
I sort of approve. Is that
somewhat,
what you
want to
know?
Somewhat approve. Okay, so we can move right along. Okay, now I want to read you a little bit more information. See, this is what you were asking me before. Okay, so I'm going to tell you now. I'm going to tell you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Janelle Bynum and Lori Chavez Dirimer. Okay. Now, serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first Black woman to represent our community in Salem. She has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our community safer. She's not afraid to go against her party to find practical solutions to our problems and get things done. In Congress, she will stand up to extremists and both sides to deliver it for Oregon families. Now, the next representative,
well,
the next...
It sounds good to me, so
yeah,
but
that's
I
for
guess
one
I
of them.
Approve.
Yeah, but this is for one of them. Okay, I'm going to tell you about the next one. Now, as a mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez Dirimer led Oregon's fastest-growing community, making it more business-friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problem from homelessness to access to child care. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up for work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind, and it's okay if you didn't. But let me ask you once again, ma'am, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Dirimer? And if you're undecided, please say so.
You know, I am undecided. I've got to study it a little bit.
And that's very smart. Yeah, that's very smart. Now, moving right along, I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Janelle Bynum. Now, please rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10, which 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress, A 5 means that it's somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum, okay? Man? Now, you may use any number from 0 to 10. It depends how you feel, okay? Now, here's the first statement. Janelle Bynum says, we need public schools we can be proud of. And as a daughter of teachers and mother of four, she has been a champion for students in our schools. She fought for the Student Success Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning in K through 12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for our children's education and opportunity. Now, how convincing is that statement for you to support Janelle Bynum from 0 to 10? 0 means it's not at all convincing, and 10 says very convincing reason to support her. What number?
I'll go with 5 because okay. I don't think it's the teacher's problem. I think it's the boards that are telling them what to teach.
Understood. Now, moving right along, for too long,
you don't want to know that part.
No, no, no. I do appreciate your time, believe me. Now, for too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Janelle Bynum is focused on solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember what you're working for and who you are representing. As a mom, as a small business owner, and as a leader, she's not willing to accept that something cannot be done to fix where we are today. And she won't stop working to deliver the chance our communities need. Now, from 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement to you?
That she doesn't feel that you can do anything? Is that what you're telling me?
No, that she's not willing to accept that something cannot be done to fix where we are today. And she will not stop working to deliver the chance our communities need. That was the statement. Now, how convincing is that for you to support her from 0 to 10?
I'll give you a 5 because
okay.
That's not very accurate. But
I understand. But, you know, it's your opinion that matters. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Now, Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected to a second term anyway. We need a strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda. And Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help flip the House of Representatives to Democrats so they can act as a check on MAGA extremists. The stakes in these elections are too high to risk a Republican minority supporting a Trump administration from 0 to 10. What number?
9.
Okay. Now, Janelle Bynum believes hard work should pay off, but people cannot afford rent right now, and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices, but not passing their profits on to workers. So in Washington, she will go to, after gouging, pricing gouging to help bring down costs and make the rich pay their fair share. She will prioritize legislation to lower healthcare prices and expand affordable childcare to help keep more money in working people's pockets so we can get ahead. From 0 to 10. What number?
Yeah.
Any number.
The thing is, what you're asking me is not an answer because...
Geez. No, because the question is, how convincing is that statement to you in order for you to support Janelle Bynum for Congress?
Yeah,
now, is that statement very convincing?
Okay, I'll give it a five.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Now, the last one, Janelle Bynum believes hard work should pay off, but people cannot afford. Okay, that's the one we share left right now. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. But let me ask you once again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez-Derrimere?
Janelle.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, I'm going to read you real quick some doubts or concerns people have raised about Luis Chavez Ridimer. Can you please tell me how much each one of these issues troubles you about supporting Chavez Ridimer for Congress? A great deal, quite a bit, just so what, or not at all? Okay? Now, the first one. Luis Chavez Ridimer saw herself to this district as a different kind of Republican in order to win in a district that doesn't tolerate extremists. But her voting record shows that she's not different at all. Rather than help us, she has support tax cuts for the wealthy while voting to cut access to Social Security and Medicare. She hasn't done anything to tackle inflation or housing costs. She knew what she needed to do to win, then got to Washington and towed the party line. Now, how convincing, is that statement troubles you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Quite a bit, huh?
Okay. Now, Luis Chavez Ridimer is an out-of-touch millionaire who doesn't understand the needs of Oregon families. She has spent extravagantly and had taxpayers foot the bill, from limos to luxury trips to golf. She spends her time in her multi-million dollar home in Arizona and at parties in D.C. while Oregonians deal with the rising costs. Lori is more concerned with funding her lifestyles than making sure Oregonians can make it to their next paycheck. Now, if that troubles you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Great deal.
A great deal. Thank you, ma'am. Now, I'm going to ask you once again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat Janelle Bynum or the Republican Luis Chavez Ridimer?
A Democrat.
Okay. That's just for the record. Janelle Bynum, should I record that as your answer?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the last question, just for statistical purpose only, so we can finish. What's the last year of schooling that you had completed? High school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, postgraduate?
High school.
Thank you, ma'am. And are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
I am a widow.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
Well, I have them right next door, but they don't live in my house.
No, I understand. But they don't live with you, right?
No.
Okay. No, I understand. Are you, as any member of your household, a member of a union or employee association? Yes or no?
Well, my husband was a union man, so I...
Okay, but that...
And he's been dead for a long time.
Okay. Now, in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
You gotta be kidding. Biden, of course.
No, I know, but I'm required to read verbatim. That's the reason why I asked. But thank you, ma'am. This concludes the survey. It's been a pleasure talking to you, okay? Enjoy the rest
of your
weekend.
I hope you enjoy your day.
Yeah, you've been a great help. Believe me, you did well. Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, bye.